Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Southern Onion America.
And I'm the artist currently known as Erin.
What?
Yes.
The artist currently known as Erin. Okay, so what are you going by then?
Yeah, I'm the artist currently known as Erin.
So. Oh, so that's what you're going by. Great. Are you going to have a symbol that nobody can pronounce too?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
I'll work on that. I'll have it for next episode. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Erin. Artist formerly known as Erin. Oh, boy. All right. You can tell we are in rare form today, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate you all so, so much. Thanks for joining us again. Hope everybody had a good week, and I hope everybody is going to have a great week. I know we have. We've had some busy times up our way. That's a Southern thing, right? Up our way?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah. I just can't lose my, my Tennessee Southern manners, right?
That's right, yes.
All right, so, and everybody, if you don't mind, if you could just take a moment to like, subscribe, follow, comment, share, tell everybody that you can about our podcast. We'd very, very much appreciate it. We are having a blast doing these and hope you are having as much fun listening as well. Yes. If you have not already, you can follow us on Instagram at Southern Onion Podcast. And if you have a show idea, a question, a concern, that's fine, too. You can have concerns. Sure. You can email us at southernonion2@gmail.com. So, business side out of the way. Now, let's have some fun.
Oh, boy.
So, it's been a week. So, Erin, I'm going to let you go first. How has your week been?
It's been good. I still have not heard from Bush about Maggie's picture.
Oh, okay. Well, there was, what, 14,000 entries?
Something like that, yeah. So that's fine.
It's a lot of dog.
It is. So we're good with it. So I'm like, that's fine. So, I don't know. It's been kind of a calm week. Mm-hmm. I've been lucky. It's been kind of a quiet week.
Mm-hmm.
So, as some people may or may not know, I had a foot surgery. So I'm recovering from that. So, stitches out on Wednesday, thank the Lord.
Yay!
I know, so I'm ready for that so I can get back to, like, working out again and walking normally because I call it my Frankenfoot because I cannot walk.
Right.
Yeah. So other than that, I mean, it's been all right. It's been a good week. It's been sunshiny and nice. And so I've just been taking it easy and doing my crossword puzzles and healing.
You do crossword puzzles when?
I do. I do them all the time. I got a giant book. You want to see it?
Okay.
That's how big.
Okay.
Yeah, Erica saw the book. It's true.
Yeah, it is true. I'm a word search person myself. Crosswords are hard.
Yeah, so I've been doing those. I mean, I do a ton of them. So. Yeah,
well, very good. Yay.
And healing.
Excellent. Yeah. Hydrate and rest. Those are your two keys to healing. So.
Exactly.
Well, good. Well, I've been busy at work. I actually interviewed for another position within the company that I work for, and I didn't get that specific job, but it's actually opened the door for another job,
which
I was like, okay, hey, universe, thanks so much. I'm listening. So so I'll just wait a little bit longer to hear back from that. And, you know, who knows? It'll be a move up, so I'm excited about that. Give me more of an opportunity to kind of teach and manage, which is always fun for me anyway. So, and then one of my kitty cats, Sammy, she had her special surgery this past week, but she's done great. So I think it's more emotionally traumatic for me than it is for the cat.
Right. Yep.
Having to leave them at the vet for the day, and then I go off to work and go, you know, pick them up. But she's doing great. So, you know, exciting times there, I guess. And I've also, I have started going on a more of a plant-based diet, and there are so many yummy options out there. So, Sweet Earth, Amy's, just a couple of companies where I've had some really good food from. So, hey, we're looking for a sponsor. If you all want it, we'll sponsor, you know, let's do this.
Yeah, I like Amy's.
Yeah, you keep sending me those tofu scrambles in the morning. I am set. I am setting. So that's what I've been up to, and hope everybody else has been having fun as well. And comment. Let us know. Send us an email. Tell us about your day. Yeah. We'd love to hear about it. Tell us about your week. So before we get started, I've got a couple more questions, Erin, on getting to know the twins. And okay, so here we go. So our episode today is about Mexico's first serial killer, Juana Barraza. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was known as the Old Lady Killer, but her wrestler name meant the Silent Lady.
Oh, yeah.
That's... Okay. So, a little spooky there. But, Erin, yeah. Do you remember when we were growing up, and it's it was WWF back then, it's now WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I had kind of a fangirled out on Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yes. Right? Yes, you did.
What you gonna do, brother? You know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know. You thought he was there for a minute. I know. But, right. And I wrote him a letter because he got hurt during a match. Well, I can't even talk about it without laughing. Because he got hurt during a match with a wrestler named Earthquake. And I wrote Hulk Hogan this heartfelt letter. We were, what, 10 or 11 years old? So it was right before I found out, oh, spoiler alert, wrestling is scripted. And I believe that it was real.
Well, that's what it's, you know, when you're a kid,
of course. That's what you're supposed to do, right. So I wrote him a letter thinking I was going to get one of his Hulkamania bracelets because that's really all I wanted. And instead, I got back a merchandise catalog from the wrestling WWE to order merchandise. And I was so excited. I had this big envelope. I was like, oh my gosh, he has signed a photo for me. This is fantastic. And I rip it open, and it's a catalog.
I remember that.
Yeah. And, you know, so that's how I learned to deal with disappointment, you know, doing things and getting nothing in return.
That's right.
For that.
Well, but you have met a famous wrestler.
I have, yes, I have. Who was recently inducted into the Hall of Fame, might I add you, wrestler known as Kane. He is a block of a man, good Lord.
But you've met a female wrestler, too. Do you remember? You have her autograph. We went together.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, because when I met her, and rest in peace, China.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When I met her, I've had the fortune of meeting quite a few celebrities, like major celebrities, mm-hmm. or who I think are major celebrities. And we walked up to her. It was at like a Comic Con, and it was kind of slow because we went on a Sunday morning on purpose. Mm-hmm. I almost forgot how to talk, and she was so gracious, and she was so nice, and she laughed at our jokes, and she was fantastic, and I will treasure that autographed photo that I have from her, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, we met her, and then it wasn't a year later, unfortunately, she passed, so but yeah, she was really sweet. She was actually shy.
That's what struck me too. I was like, really?
Yeah.
But
she was kind of shy.
You know,
she's very pretty.
Oh my goodness, gorgeous. Oh my gosh, her eyes.
Yeah.
And that's what I have found, you know, before I went into physical therapy, I was also a massage therapist, and I had the fortune of some of my clients being professional players. I had Major League Baseball players, and I had football players, NFL players. These guys that I worked on were the most humble, respectful, just outstanding people. And you don't realize how much, I mean, their whole life is revolved around the sport. And so you're like, oh my gosh. And they're just so humble about it. And just like, yeah, I mean, I'm lucky with what I get to do. So, and she was the same way. I mean, that was her. Yeah. Her sport was wrestling. And she devoted her whole life to it. And unfortunately, because of those injuries, led her down a very dark path that took her life, unfortunately. But yeah, and May is, I want to add this too, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And, you know, I am a big believer, and Erin, you can chime in too, on taking control of your mental health. I deal with several things, and I go regularly to a therapist for my mental health, and it's been the best thing. I love it. It makes me the best that I can be. And it helps give me perspective on things and, you know, just kind of control my anxiety and the negative self-talk that we all struggle with. So, you know, I just want to encourage anybody listening out there, if you've thought about it, go for it. You know, there's free services out there, and there's also discounted services if your health insurance doesn't cover mental health. So, anyway, stepping off. So, okay. So, now next thing I've got for you, Erin. Okay. What... Because we're huge game players, board game players. What was your favorite board game playing when we were growing up?
Oh. Well, we played Monopoly a lot.
Yes, and I still collect Monopoly boards to this day. I have 12 right now.
Mm-hmm. I, like, used to hide a 500 under the board and you wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I noticed.
Mean, like... You gotta stash your money, right? You know?
That's right.
It's like, I'll be the banker and pay myself a little.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I did that. Yep. So, but we used to play Sweet Valley High.
Yes.
Do you remember? I still have that game in the basement.
We need a picture of it. Yeah.
I think it's still there. I hope. You know, we've had a couple of basement floods, so I hope.
Yeah.
It didn't succumb to it. But yeah, we used to play Sweet Valley High. You had to, like, go around the school and find your date. Was it like a prom or a dance or something? And like you played a person and you had to go around and...
It was either for homecoming or prom, something like that. Yeah. It was for a major dance, though.
Yeah, it was, yeah. It became a Ouija board for me because...
it did.
It really, some of that came true. So.
Yes, I know. And I'd always get the damn quarterback or, you know, the popular guy. I'm gross, you know.
You're like, no.
I mean, if that's your thing, fine, go with it. But it is not mine, so.
Right, yeah, Erica was always like, not this game.
Ew, yeah.
I know, but yeah, I'll have to see if I still have it. It's a it was a predictor.
Who were you always getting, Egbert or somebody?
Yeah,
his name? Poindexter?
The nerd guy.
Yeah.
That's all right.
And there's nothing wrong with a nerdy guy at all.
No. So, but I'll see if I can find a picture of it, and we'll put it on the Insta.
Yeah. Oh, you totally should. Yeah. Yeah. Send it. Yeah. We'll get it. We'll get that up there. And we want to hear from you all. What were some of your favorite board games? Think about it, because I'll have that up soon on Instagram. Yeah. We would love to hear from you and the board games that you all would play growing up or still play now. You know, I wish I've never played Dungeons and Dragons, and I want to, but scared. So so
there you go.
That's right. Also, some exciting news. We're gonna save that to after our episode here, so stay tuned for that. We've got a lot of stuff coming up and coming out, so yay. So yes. Now let's get to peeling the layers back on Juana Barraza, the old lady killer. Erin, what you got?
Okay, so I watched, this is a investigative discovery show. It's called Deadly Women, and it's called Payback, and it's season 9, episode 5. So if you want to go back and watch it and kind of see what we saw, but that's what I ended up watching. I think you watched the same thing.
Yeah, through Hulu.
Yeah, and I tried to go online and kind of look her up a little bit, because that episode's about maybe 20 minutes. But there's not too much new information about her out there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a picture of her if you want to see what she looks like. Of course, her wrestling costume. Mm-hmm. Is that what they call it? Or uniform?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Outfit. Am I wrong? Okay.
It's not a uniform, I don't think.
Is it a costume? I don't know.
Well, I've got a picture of that already out on Instagram. Okay. And so I'll put another one up in Monday morning. Yeah.
Yeah. You can check that out. So, but this was a good episode. I think it got to the meat and potatoes of the story.
Yes.
As they say, I mean, it got really, really quick. But you said her name is, I'm going to call her Juana.
Yeah, that's fine. Barraza.
Because Barraza, it's kind of hard. Okay, so she was born December 27th, 1957, and it was in Mexico.
Yes. Yeah.
And let's okay, like the episode starts out, it talks about her in 1999 and all that, but let's rewind and go to her childhood real quick.
Yeah.
Because I think that this is going to kind of tell us why she did what she did.
Mm-hmm.
So she came from a dysfunctional family. Her mom
mm-hmm.
was a alcoholic prostitute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so sad. I mean, so she's raised by this mother who's an alcoholic prostitute.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's abuse and neglect going on in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother, when she was just 12 years old,
mm-hmm.
sells her to a man for 3 beers.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, 3 beers. Wow. Mm-hmm. First of all. But what do you think mom would have sold those for?
I would have nothing.
Diet Coke.
I'm her precious angel baby. Yeah, she would never have sold me.
She would have said, "Here, Erica, you got to." When they had them, 3 liter of Diet Coke or something.
Oh yeah, they did it. Yeah. So I mean,
but no, just, not I'm not yeah. that. What that was right. sad that she was. I was just like, well, what would a mom sold this for?
I mean, what kind of a parent would sell their child for 3 beers?
Well, and that's the thing,
you know,
and I'm like, can you imagine? And here's the thing, I feel, and I think the pandemic's brought it out too, there are a lot of people who are parents that were not ready to be parents or don't want to be parents. And mm-hmm. it's like, do the right thing, give your child a loving, safe home, and if that means you need to give them up for adoption, do it. Don't sell them for 3 beers or put them in mm-hmm. just a crappy situation because you realize you made a mistake. Just make the best of it. I mean,
take them to a safe place, safe house.
Right. And yes, I can say this because I don't have children, you know, and I understand that. But to all the parents out there, y'all have mm-hmm. my respect because, shoo, y'all put up with a lot. So I can barely handle the cats, you know, so.
Right, yeah. So, of course, you know, she's abused by this man.
Yeah.
And so, because of this, Juana decides, I think, that, hey, I'm going to get revenge on my mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is why she started to do some of the things that she did.
Yeah.
So, now let's go to 1999. We're in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a grown Juanita now, or Juana. See, I knew I was going to call her Juanita.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, guys. Just I know. So this is a grown Juana, mm-hmm. and she's a single mother of 4 kids, ages 21 to 6. And there's multiple fathers, which that nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
Yep.
So, and I think one of her children ended up dying, if I'm not mistaken. I believe one of them passed away. So. But she was a street vendor, and she sold gelatin and socks and things like that
mm-hmm.
on the side. So that's how she was able to provide for her family.
Yep.
And they start hearing that there's this serial killer that is in the area, and mm-hmm. they're targeting women, elderly women in particular, like a certain type, a certain age of woman.
Yep.
And, of course, but Juana wasn't scared.
No. And why wouldn't Juana be scared, you know?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe because she's dead?
Right.
Yeah.
So these elderly women are being killed, mm-hmm. and the police believe it is a man dressed as a woman. Or like a Norman Bates situation.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
You know, because this is someone who's strong. Because the person is strangling their victim. So mm-hmm. obviously you got to be pretty strong for that. And they think that women cannot strangle.
And that, so we're going to take a pause right here. Because when they mm-hmm. said, when it said, okay, the police are looking for a man because obviously this is someone very strong. Let me tell you, when I was in high school, just a few years ago, mm-hmm. I was maybe, because I'm 5'8", I was maybe 140, 145. I played basketball and all that good stuff. I got to where I could bench press 200 pounds at that weight. So, just to dispel belief, women actually can be strong. Women are some, just like some men, not every man is built to be a bodybuilder. Some people are built for speed and other people are built for strength. And Juana was one of those built for strength because, you know, that she was like, hey, I can lift these weights. You know, one of my favorite sayings is I like to pick up heavy things, you know, because I'm a strong person. But yeah, that's what got me. I was like, wow, that's a little sexist there, that only, you know, women are capable of a lot more than just, you know, oh, we're all slender and svelte and can't lift up more than a vacuum cleaner or something, you know. I was just like, seriously?
Right. And, you know, so that's why they're thinking it's a man. And, of course, like you said, they dubbed it the old lady killer. So they're thinking it's a man walking around dressed as a woman doing this. Mm-hmm. Now, Juana, during the day, you know, she's out as a street vendor. But at night, she's the wrestler known as the Silent Lady.
And it's always the quiet ones you have to watch out for.
So,
pro tip, okay?
Yeah. And you can see her outfit on her Insta. It's pink with butterflies, which is cool. I mean, I like that butterfly mask.
Oh, yeah, it was a great costume. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Juana trained a lot. She could bench press 220 pounds and do 10 reps.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, when I say I can bench press 200, that was like maybe two or three reps. I could not have done 10 reps. So, girl is strong.
Yeah. So, she's strong. She's focused. She's working out, fit, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So now she's thinking she has to be laughing at this point because police are looking for a man or a man dressed up like a woman, and here she is like, you know, but it was interesting too. You know, they were getting to the psychology behind why did she go after these women, and you know, she was attacking women that were motherly figures, if you will. These were older women, probably nice, trying to be sweet to her, and that just, you know, triggered her. But you know, as a child, she was, you know, dominated, if you will, because she was 12 years old. You can't fight back against a grown man at 12 years old. So she made sure as an adult that's the last thing she was going to be, and that was weak. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what also drove her, you know, to working out and realizing her strength and being in wrestling. And, you know, because she embraced that bad guy, bad lady role because, you know, look, she had it unfortunately done to her as a child. So now this is how she's going to be as an adult. And it's like, you're not going to be able to walk on me or nothing because I'm done with that, you know. And that's what set her off. That's what gave her, you know, kind of like Eileen Wuornos. It was her, you know, parents and grandparents that let her down. And for Juana, it was her mom. I mean,
it's an ultimate betrayal. Absolutely. I mean, this is your parent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's what drove her. So, she was posing as a community nurse or a welfare worker to these elderly ladies. So she's walking up and saying, "Hey, I'm a community nurse. Do you need some help?" And of course, these ladies are alone and they're like, "Sure, I could use help with the groceries, whatever." Cleaning. That's how she would kind of gain their trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would use her wrestling moves on them and she would strangle them.
Yeah.
And so that's how she was able to get access to him. And I think she was killing him, and it wasn't enough, so she had to kill another and another and another, because she was killing her mother over and over again each time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's why she was doing this, which isn't just crazy. Crazy.
Just all of this rage.
And she would also rob her victims as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't imagine, though, I mean, that they would have, any of them would have had much money or anything, maybe jewelry or something that would have been worth something, but... You know, but I found it interesting too. You know, she was training for entertainment for wrestling, but she was able to use that training for murder in real life. And it was
Do you think that was kind of her guise in a way? It was like, I'm going to do this for wrestling money, but then at the same time, it was also training her for.
Oh, yeah.
For this. Yeah, it's kind of like, this as well.
Yeah, it was kind of like, here, watch this left hand. Don't worry about what the right hand's doing. Watch this left hand. Yeah.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah. So, January 25th of 2005, this is where Juana slips up, okay?
Yep. She gets brazen. She gets
cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, she follows an elderly lady home from the market, and she asks her for a drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
The lady's like, sure, come on in, have a glass of water. And Juana strangles her with a stethoscope.
And of all things to strangle somebody with. Not that anything's good to strangle anybody with, but a stethoscope that you listen to people's heart and breathing? Come on.
Right, yeah. So this is where Juana slips up, because what she doesn't know is there is a boarder upstairs in this house that sees her leaving the house, walking away or whatever, and of course, he runs after her and shouts, you know, I want the police, I want the police.
Right.
And this is how Juana gets caught.
Yeah. Yeah, and because he turned or thought he heard something, went downstairs, and the lady, you know, landlady is laying on the floor dead, and he's watching Juana walk out. And good for him for being like, hey, you know, instead of like, well, I'm not going to get involved in this and walk away, you know. He was right. Like, no. And yeah, so that's how she was ultimately caught, because she did it, you know, in broad daylight and not knowing her. So it was just a kill of opportunity, if you will. You know, she's just like, oh, here's somebody to murder, and not thinking about anything else.
Right, yeah.
But then,
so when,
go ahead.
Well, they arrested her, and she couldn't wait to celebrate what she did.
Yeah, and she wants to brag about it afterwards. That was the thing. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I don't
know. This is what I did. I did it.
Yeah. Like she's proud about it. Like, hey, guess what? Ha ha. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
So, March of 2008, she does get convicted of 11 homicides.
Yes.
Confirmed. But you found out something interesting.
Yeah. So, 11 was what she was convicted of. However, they believe that her actual victim count is between 42 and 49. Women.
Lord.
So, I couldn't find anything out about why they thought that, unless Juana was the one saying, oh no, it's this number, but they could only find evidence on the 11 to convict her of. But she was sentenced to 759 years in prison. So, pretty sure in Mexico they do not give time off for good behavior, so pretty certain she's gonna be there till the end of time. Yeah, because she's what, 63 years old now.
Yeah.
We'll be 64 this year, so
can you believe that? Yeah,
I mean, she didn't start her killings until she was in her 40s,
right?
Well, maybe they were sooner, I don't know, maybe they were sooner, but that's
right,
just a little disturbing. I mean, all killings are disturbing, but...
Right.
But, yeah.
But it came from a dysfunctional family, and we see this so many times with people, like, okay, let's... The Menendez brothers, right?
Right.
Which I know that is a hot-button debate.
Right.
But if you go with Lyle and Eric, then that's a dysfunctional family where there was sexual abuse, just like there was in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives that rage.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, we see this over and over again in some of these cases, and it's so sad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, you've got the Menendez brothers who, you know, their family had money. You know, they had power. They had status. And look what happened. And then you have Juana, whose mother is an alcoholic prostitute teenager and sells her for 3 beers. And you've got the same, you know, same road. So, you know, it doesn't, you can't say, oh, well, this family has money or status, so they'll never do anything bad. No, they can, and they will, and they do, you know.
Right, yeah, definitely. So, I mean, this was it was an interesting case. There's not, like I said, not too much information about it out there. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I thought the Deadly Women episode did a great job.
Yes, yeah. They did great. I was having a hard time with the Juana's hair. On it, because I think she wore a wig.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I know that these are not the highest produced TV shows, but it's just funny what will catch my eye and I'll just be like, was that the best wig you had on scene there? I mean, on site.
Right, you get fixated and can't stop looking, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly, so...
But yeah.
It was interesting. And I've not found out anything else about another female serial killer. Sorry, in Mexico, but that can't be the only one, and that's even what's scarier too. So,
right, yeah.
But yeah, so that is Juana, the wrestler, the silent lady, the old lady killer. So we appreciate I think that was a listener as well that gave us that idea,
topic yeah.
idea. So we appreciate that because we don't want to always keep all of the cases just here in the United States where we live. We're curious right. about it all over the globe. So we've gotten more suggestions on future show topics that we'll do. So we're excited. We've got quite the queue in our lineup going right now. So we appreciate everybody giving us topic ideas. So next week we are going to tackle the Scott Peterson case.
No boy.
Oh yeah. So probably with that one, it's going to be a little bit longer of an episode. We're not going to, we probably will not put it into two episodes. We'll just do one little bit of a longer one. So, because it's catching new attention with possibly a new trial for him.
Right.
So, you think he's guilty, you're like, what's going on? And if you think he's innocent, you're like, finally, you know, the truth can come out. So, it'll be interesting to see what actually happens. So, if you have thoughts on it, you know, send us a comment on Instagram. We have our DMs open on Instagram. And then you can also email us at that Southern Onion and the number 2, @gmail.com. So,
that'll be an interesting episode because I watched that case from the very beginning.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's so many twists and turns.
Oh, there are. So you get kind of lost, really.
Yeah, I think this will be a really good case for us to peel back and look at. So
yeah, a lot of layers on this onion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Yep. So you want to stay tuned for that for sure.
Stay tuned for that. Yeah. So I spoke earlier that we had some more stuff getting ready to happen that we're working on and coming out, and one of those is we are going to start up, probably in the next 2 weeks, a Patreon support channel. We've had some people reach out to us asking when that was going to start. So we are in the process of building that. You don't realize how much work goes into that.
Right. I know.
We're happy. So, very, very happy for it. It's no big, it's no big deal. It's just like, oh, this is going to make me think for a minute. So, so we will have that up. Once we do, we'll get the links out to everybody. And if you have an idea of what you would like as part of, the Patreon, you want it to be email from us, you want it to be a call from us, you want it to be, whatever, a chat, we can definitely figure out what to do, and we'd like to hear from you about what you would like from us if you want to be a Patreon supporter. And, of course, with all that, it would just go to upgrading our equipment and podcast equipment to record and all that fun stuff. So, and then also we are starting a YouTube channel as well, for Southern Onion. Yeah, I'm excited about this. I already upgraded my webcam a little bit. Got a little lot now. You can see me. so we'll be doing that, and we will probably dedicate the YouTube channel more to just about us and other interests that we have, and we'll just keep the podcast staying with the true crime. But so if you're interested in us and kind of seeing us in live action, that will be on YouTube, and we hope to record that first video probably next week. We'll just do kind of a short one and get that out there so everybody can see. So, yeah, exciting stuff is happening, and we're working on merchandise as well.
Yes, we are.
I mean, come on. Exciting things for Southern Onion right now. So once we get that up, we will let you all know. And here again, what would you like as merchandise? You want t-shirts? You want stickers? You want phone cases? You want hats? What do you want? You want koozies? Yep. You know, we can get you on what our picture and logo is going to be, and we can have it put on your car. No problem. You can
try. Oh, that's a good idea.
You'll stand out for sure.
Yeah, like a car shade?
Okay. Absolutely. Yes. Oh. Yes. See? Wow. Wow, just the ideas are just coming in. I feel it. Feel it. So, I forgot. I have an exciting update, too. So, last week, I had talked about my love for Canadian singer-songwriter Jan Arden. Jan, if you're listening, I love you. And she is actually doing a show online May 20th. And in that show, you can purchase to be able to do a virtual meet and greet with Jan Arden. And a very, very close good friend of mine paid for me to have a meet and greet with Jan Arden. So mark your calendars, people. May 20th is going to be the start of mine and Jan Arden's friendship. So I'm super excited to share this with everybody.
Well, there you go.
I know. And people are still Googling who is Jan Arden. It's fine.
Right, yeah.
She's huge too, in Canada. Huge. Yeah. I know. It's fine. But I had to share because I'm so excited about it.
Well, there you go.
All right. Well, I guess we will wrap it up for this week. Everybody, thank you so much. We appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Spread the word, like, subscribe, get your notifications so you won't have to look for us every time we have a new episode come out. We love you all. Take care.
Yes.
Stay safe. Keep peeling back those layers of true crime. And until next week, have a great week. Bye, Erin.
Bye, Erica.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll be right back.